Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In today's partisan political climate, it can be hard to pass climate policies that last.
We have, in effect, windshield wiper politics in Washington, D.C. So when climate or clean energy policy is passed by Democrats in a partisan way, like a reconciliation bill, so this was the IRA, it's almost certain, no matter the political economy, no matter the benefits, because of our politics, it's almost certain to come under attack when the pendulum swings back in Washington, D.C. And that means that the only path to durable U.S. leadership on this issue is via bipartisan support.
Andrea Yotsampa is CEO of the nonprofit Deploy U.S. The bipartisan group supports what she calls the Eco-Right, a small group of conservative nonprofits that promote action on climate change and renewable energy.
And that's because the greatest need and opportunity relative to climate and clean energy leadership in the U.S. is right of center.
Deploy U.S. helps connect these groups with funding, and it empowers conservative business, military, and religious leaders to advocate for climate action with Republican policymakers and help pass bipartisan, durable climate change policies. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. If you missed your favorite program, don't worry. You can listen to podcasts of our program at cjsf.ca.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I am your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. Friends and loyal listeners, lend me your ears. Let's be honest, you've been lending me your ears for the last 52 weeks and now nearly the last 25 years. Over the last 52 weeks here on Girly So Groovy, we have featured nearly 100 brand new albums. And tonight, friends, this week, friends, this episode, friends, we narrow that list to the top 10 girly, so grooviest albums of 2025. In this first hour of the show, we will be counting down the 10 best albums of the year. In the second hour, I've got a baker's dozen worth of honorable mentions for you, albums that came close to the top 10 spot. But we still can't turn the page on 2025 without celebrating those as well. When I think about music released this past year, the music world has refused to stand still in 2025. It was definitely a year for not playing it safe. All over the music map, music just kept mutating in weird and wonderful ways. The artists behind this year's best albums were taking big swings, many of them consciously deciding not to repeat past successes. Our list for this year reflects what Girly So Groovy has been for the last 25 years. This is a show and a list that are based on genre hopping. We are never pigeonholed by any genre, but rather we are pushed forward by celebrating and amplifying voices that deserve to be heard. In this top 10 list, we've got brash young indie bands, we've got fearless rock storytelling, we've got experimental rap poetics. Some of these artists are rookies, some are legends. We've got pop ingenues, and we've got paganistic witches, all within this top 10 list. When I think about our top 10 list and our honorable mention, these albums, while they represent all different styles and genres, it is the music that kept being played on heavy rotation here on Girly So Groovy, and it will be reverberating after the year is over as well. But what is a top 10 list? When it comes down to it, a top 10 list is simply 10 albums that have been on heavy rotation. When we think about 2025, for my own personal and political reasons, music this year has been a safe space to place my rage, my love, my anger, my joy, and all of the emotions into. These albums reflected the way I felt throughout the year. And hopefully with any episode that you tuned into Girly So Groovy, the music has been a safe space for you to have all those feelings and emotions. But enough grandstanding and soapboxing. Let's get to the reason we are all here. The music. Let's get into the top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums for 2025, starting with number 10. And right off the top, I have to say, I was really torn with including this, but then when I stopped and thought about the entire catalog of this artist, it was well worth including. Alison Goldfrapp, the namesake behind the dark dance duo Goldfrapp, is finding 2025 to be a big year. It was 25 years ago in 2000 that Alison Goldfrapp, as Goldfrapp, released the debut album. And then 20 years ago had their North America breakthrough album Supernature released. So two significant anniversaries for two significant albums in Goldfrapp's career. But Alison Goldfrapp herself, a long favorite here on Girly So Groovy, the lead singer of Goldfrapp and solo artist, whose multi-octave voice and wide-ranging influences make her a pop and electronic music innovator. It was back in August that Alison Goldfrapp's second solo album, Flux, was released. The album delivers hooky songs with her usual effortless elegance. And I thought about 2025 and again about finding those safe spaces to feel all the emotions. There were many times in 2025 where all I needed to do was to just dance all my cares away. And Alison Goldfrapp, for that reason, comes in at number 10.
Thank you. reverberatic. Reverberatic, wanna feel that it can. Vibrating like a supernatural scent. Reverberatic, all your dreams in the cloud. You see the elixir is a part of me now. Boy, make it better, make it better.
Counting down the top 10 girly so grooviest albums for 2025, we just started the list with our number 10 selection, Alison Goldfrapp with her second solo album, Flux, released back in August. Our number 9 selection goes to a band that made their girly so groovy radio debut in 2025. Chicorica are a synth-pop trio out of Santiago, Chile. Their latest album, Inverno on la Playa, translates to Winter on the Beach. I have to say that the title is apt with the music that the trio makes. It's wispy, chilly vocals juxtaposed with late summer beach sunset vibes. Think dark dance sounds for a lonely dance floor. Coming in at number 9, it's Chicorica with Inverno on la Playa, Winter at the Beach. Here on Girly So Groovy's Top 10.
Thank you.
Coming in at number 9 in our top 10 girliest or grooviest list for 2025, it's Santiago Chile trio Chicorica with their album Inverno en la Playa. We heard the song Antes del Día from Chicorica. Our number 8 selection is another musical act that also made their girly so groovy radio debut in 2025. When I go with this description, you just kind of have to go with me on it. It is a description I've used before here on the program, and I'm going to continue with it because I stand by it. Smerz, S-M-E-R-Z, is an out-of-joint amalgamation of pop-flavored R&B, trip-hop, and techno from a Danish duo. Now living in Norway, Smerz's slinky postmodern pop album, Big City Life, lives up to its title. And this is where I need you to go with me. Imagine if the album was a person. It approaches you at a party and whispers, "Want to go somewhere even cooler?" Well, it's that level of dizzy sophistication and cool that Smerz brings to their album, Big City Life. Coming in at number 8, Smerz here on Girly So Groovy. Counting down the top 10 girly so grooviest albums for 2025, we just heard our number 8 selection, Danish duo Smerz, with their album Big City Life. We heard the title track and opening track from the album Big City Life, which was released in May earlier this year. Our number 7 selection goes to an artist who, in fact, was not even featured as of yet on Girly So Groovy in 2025. I just ran out of time to cram as much music as I can, but it is oh so good and oh so worth including in our top 10. Brittany Parks, better known as the violinist, singer, songwriter, and producer, Sudan Archives, who combines R&B, hip-hop, and experimental electronic music, finds herself coming in at number 7 for her new third album, The BPM, released in October. The album plays like a highly energized, cathartic dance party meant to empower anyone in the margins. At number 7 at Sudan Archives with The BPM, here on Girly So Groovy.
She's got pain, it's written all over.
lights be glow up. If you take a bite, you might feel it right, babe. Tied up for the night, the lights be glow up. If you take a bite, you might feel it right, babe. Tied up for the night, the lights be glow up. If you take a bite, you might feel it right, babe. Tied up for the night, the lights be glow up.
Coming in at number 7 in our top 10 best albums for 2025, it is Sudan Archives with her new third album, The BPM, released in October. We heard the song, She's Got Pain, from that album. Our number 6 album goes to a critically acclaimed alternative band that has been making music since 1981. Throwing Muses, a band led by incredible vocalist Kristen Hirsch. There is something electric about the band's new 11th album, Moonlight Concessions. It's a stripped-down acoustic sound that's packed with tension and moodiness. The fact that for over 4 decades now, this band has been making music, can still make music that finds its way into top 10 lists, says something about the talent that is in this band. At number 6, it's Throwing Muses with their album Moonlight Concessions here on Girly So Groovy. Coming in at number 6 is the critically acclaimed alternative band